So the discipline scenario looked at how it would, what would happen if a sort of botanocracy, a sort of eco-tyranny took over the Lori Silva. And we would become a sort of religion, surely very rigid, rule-based, and everything would be controlled from the top down, and the Lori Silva would thrive with the maximum biodiversities, but we were wondering if that would be a fun world to be in. In order to deliver something to the audience that somehow encountered this future scenario at the end of their Lori Silva, depending on how much have they engaged, if they actually found the herbarium or not, we made a special 360 panorama of such of Ponte do Sol as taken over by the discipline scenario. So this would be what they would see, and in a way, it was a way to give them a peek into what kind of future was Orazio bringing back, thanks to their help. A second scenario that came out was the collapse one, in the possibility that part of the Canary Island would collapse into the sea. A huge tsunami would take, wipe part of the coastlines of Madeira out, and the sea levels would rise of several meters. In this scenario, all the population, or almost all the population, would be dead, and only a few would survive. And cannibalism would come back as the lack of food and agriculture, and the locals would still try to invite tourists to come to Madeira, but in this case, in order to feed off them. And what we envision as Ponte do Sol would look in this case would be something like this. In all of our scenarios, there is Laura Silva still as a statue, playing a role and somehow being venerated. The last scenario was the transform, something completely unimaginable had transformed the future of Madeira, and they have distilled the herbarium was found. This is the outcome for the audience that did go and find the herbarium finally. And a special medicine had been distilled. This medicine will give happiness, a sort of a Prozac distilled from the Madeira plants. And here is what Ponte do Sol would look like in this particular future. Things would be very, very different, almost unimaginable, and at the same time quite sort of a pleasant and happy atmosphere. So Laura Silva would thrive and distribute happiness to those who have found her in Bali. So what are the reflections after these studies? We realized that Laura Silva is a very interesting, well-received topic, very engaging for visitors of the island. The audience engagement is hard to sustain through such a dispersed set of medium, and we need a stronger premise. Yes, the call for help from the future can work, but how do we push the audience through all these different points and motivate them to go up and find their barrio? And a much stronger payoff is needed at the end to look at the virtual reality rendition of a future scenario is not enough to release, after all the effort, the satisfaction of having done the story. So we need the plot and the Laurie Silver story were well received, but we need to embed more science into it. We want to craft some real artifacts and plant samples with sensory simulation, expand the technology to include virtual reality, which we have done, we started to, and augmented reality scenes, and weave in some connection with the locals if possible. So if some interactions can happen with the locals during the story, would be appreciated. So where are we at? To conclude, we have started to build the virtual reality environments for some of the plot points. The first one that we started is the pharmacy where Laura used to be, because we believe it could be delivered to the audience inside what the pharmacy, the old pharmacy, is now, which is a bar, so a very different place. And we are testing which technologies are best to deliver this kind of storytelling.